With cameras clicking, Pope Francis I welcomed the UN Secretary General at the Vatican on Friday as cardinals and other UN officials looked on. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the meeting with the Pope came at what he called a time of test for the human family.
Inequality is growing, injustice is prevalent, there is too much intolerance among peoples and faith. All of these aggravate insecurity.
Secretary General Ban spoke about what he described as horrific fighting between Christians and Muslims in the Central African Republic, the crisis in South Sudan, the conflict in Syria, and tensions over Ukraine. He identified other challenges facing the global community as climate change and meeting the anti-poverty goals known as the MDGs by 2015. The Secretary General said the UN is accelerating efforts to realize the MDGs while working hard to define a post-2015 development framework.
I count on the Catholic Church, under your leadership, under your spiritual guidance, to continue to work closely with the United Nations to promote a life of dignity for all, our common cause. Your Holiness, it is my great honor once again to invite you to grace us with your presence at the United Nations headquarters in New York.
For his part, Pope Francis agreed with the UN Secretary General on the need to promote a life of dignity for all and address other challenges facing people around the world.
The economic and political organization of the world has a long way to go, since a big part of humanity remains excluded from the benefits of progress and relegated to be second-class citizens. This is why the future goals of sustainable development should be designed with magnanimity and courage, so that they effectively impact the root causes of poverty and hunger, preserve the environment, guarantee decent and useful work for all, and adequately protect the families.
The Secretary General said the Pope's visit to New York at his earliest convenience would continue a tradition of papal visits to the United Nations. Derek Mbata, United Nations.